Decades ago, there were hardly any Sikhs in the Milwaukee area. After a 1960s change in immigration law made it easier for people to reach the U.S. from Asia, they began flowing in. And one of the earliest arrivals was Swaranjit Arora, who came in the 60s and arrived in Milwaukee in 1972 to teach at the University of Wisconsin. He talked with us about how things have changed.
In Milwaukee, I was one of the first Sikhs to come. Over time, we have increased from a handful of four or five Sikh families to almost now 3,000 families. So experience of Sikh families have been wonderful here. I have never faced any hatred or any discrimination. People have been exceptionally kind and nice to us. All of our neighbors, all of my students, I've been teaching at the university for the last 40 years at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and I have never in my life faced any kind of discrimination. But things can happen, and that's what happened this Sunday.
You came from India in 1967, is that right?
Yes, please. I came on a student visa. I didn't want to stay in the United States. I wanted to go back home, but my dean insisted that if I want to stay and teach at the university, I must get my visa renewed. And to get my visa renewed, he said, all I have to do is sign here, and he'll get me immigration. And it took only 3 days to get immigration to United States, green card. Now it takes 11 years.
So you've ended up making your life in Wisconsin.
Right.
How would you describe the community in Milwaukee?
Milwaukee community, as I said, is extremely nice. My colleagues at the university, my students just love me and they adore me. And I really enjoy my teaching at the university here. I'm involved with interfaith group. I'm involved with the university committees. I've been on university senate. So all over, I have been actively involved with different religions, involved with the setting up temples in our Wisconsin, our Brookfield Temple, and then Oak Creek Temple. So I have been actively involved with all these things because when we came, we didn't have any place of prayer. We have nobody. So we used to meet once a month and have prayer services at one person's home.
Now, as an observant Sikh, am I correct that you wear your hair long, you have a beard, you are wearing a turban? Is that correct?
Yes, please.
And that is normal for men in the Sikh community.
Right.
Anybody ever give you trouble about that?
Not really. Only trouble I got was when I was visiting Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, to teach at SMU. Mm-hmm. So I went there, and those were the time when American hostages were held. If you remember 1980, when President Carter was the president.
Oh, yeah, the hostage crisis, 1979, 1980, yeah.
Right. And they assume automatically that I belong to Iran or Muslim. And somebody came my first day when I went to buy some groceries for my family. They put a gun on my head and said, "Where are you from?" I said, "From India." "What religion?" "Sikh." "Oh, if you were from Iran and Muslim, I would have killed you right now."
So that one strange incident happened in 1980, and otherwise you have felt welcome and...
Oh, gosh, always welcome. People could not be more nicer to me than I have ever seen. My deans, my chairs, my professors, my provost, and you should see the amount of emails from my former students who are sending, "Professor, are you all right?" And the number has gone over 400 number.
You mean in the last few days people have been
sending? Last 2 days. And, you know, all the emails and the phone calls, every 5 seconds, there's another phone call.
Now, you mentioned that the community in the Milwaukee area has gone from a handful of families in a few decades to, you said, about 3,000 families.
Right.
I'm sure everybody has different reasons for migrating here, but what are some of the reasons that people have come in such numbers to the United States from outside the country, Sikhs in particular?
Earlier stages, I can say that most of people who were coming were professionals. Now, when I walk around, people say, "Oh, yeah, we saw you driving a taxi." So things, you can see that things have changed over time. There's still a lot of professionals coming, but there's more migration of second-generation people, brothers, sisters, and all of them are coming.
And now you might get mistaken for a taxi driver, you're saying.
Right. Well, there's no Harman, there, that's a wonderful experience too. I said, yeah, yeah, I was driving taxi. Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful. And those guys are, you know, I have great respect for our gas station owners, our taxi drivers. They work very hard, 16 to 18 hours a day, and then they make their life.
Dr. Arora, you must have known a number of the people who were killed on Sunday.
Yes, I have known all of them.
What is something that you would like us to know?
I will simply say that our heart goes to their families, our sympathies, and we really feel sad that this incident happened. But sometimes you can never predict what is in human mind and what's God's will. We all believe in God's will, and this perhaps was God's will.
Dr. Swaranjit Arora is a longtime member of the Sikh community in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Dr. Arora, thanks for the time.
Thank you so very much. You're doing great service, letting people know how we feel, and that's very important to us. And our heart goes out to Brian Murphy, our police officer, who really came and put his own life on the spot and helped our community. If he was a police officer was not there, we rather than having 6 dead, we could have 30 dead.
This is the police officer who was wounded himself.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, so we're grateful to Brian Murphy putting his life on spot and helping everybody.
Brian Murphy.
Yeah.
Dr. Arora, thanks again.
Thank you very much.